Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome to GCR and Wars Tournament. This is the 90s Villains Finals. And yes, you may be asking what happened to the semifinals. Well, we decided to cut it for time purposes and trying to get the top 100, and also because it was going to be essentially the same fight we just had this time, just eliminating one extra player. So, joining me is Movie Revolt Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. So, did the last round go anything like you thought it was going to go?
The winners? I mean, there were... not necessarily. Like, I thought... I was actually quite surprised to see... are you speaking of who's making it to the finals, just so I'm not revealing anything before I should?
Nope, not revealing anything. Out of the... I mean, we'll touch on the first side of the bracket first with the Mandarin, Dark Phoenix, Dark Cat, Skullmaster, and Apocalypse.
I'm so surprised that Doctor Doom didn't get further than the right side. Has really surprised me a lot more than the left side. Left side seems to kind of go by chalk, is what I expected. But Doctor Doom going out, Lex Luthor going out, I those have still really surprised me. I thought they would both make it further than they did. And this most recent round, I think I was assuming it would go through popularity, but based upon the last time I checked, it doesn't seem like that was actually the case.
No, what's actually funny is the first side of the bracket with the Mandarin, Dark Phoenix, Dark Cat, Skullmaster, and Apocalypse. Surprisingly, the Mandarin didn't fare very well. He got one vote out of the 24 that were there, and Dark Cat got exactly zero. Skullmaster got 7 or 29% of the votes. And Dark Phoenix and Apocalypse were tied at eight votes, 33% apiece. So those two will be moving on. And obviously, if we were going to do the semifinals, we know the three that we're going to move on anyway, just based on this battle. So it just makes it easier to skip to the team battle. So you have Dark Phoenix and Apocalypse on this side of the bracket. And then the other side, I was kind of surprised and yet thankful at the same time. And one of King of Kong's actually mentioned that if this battle doesn't end up being Cell versus Dark Phoenix, something went wrong. Glad to see Joker is losing. Because although I love the character, he is now out of his depth or out of his league. So,
yeah, I don't disagree with that. Considering this isn't a tournament over which character you like the most, but actually physical battle. Yeah, Joker's not, you know, he has a lot of tricks up his sleeve, and he can really manipulate people. But going against someone who is like godlike powers is a little bit above him. So.
Yeah, that's definitely above his pay grade. He's used to fighting a bat in a suit, or a man in a bat suit, so it's...
Yeah.
It's, he can just stay in Gotham City. And then Cobra Commander, he got one vote, the Joker got three, and Ink, surprisingly, got five votes.
Ink was one I thought could be a wild card because of the popularity of Batman Beyond, and I feel like she was probably one of the most notable villains in that series. So I'm not surprised that I actually thought she might get a little bit more, but I'm glad she did get some representation.
I kind of knew who was going to pull away on this side as like the number one. I was still holding out hope for Megatron either way, but he thankfully made it to the top two on this side with 8 votes and 31%, and Cell, not surprisingly, hit 9 votes with 35%. So. Yeah, you've got robots against godlike powers. So.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's interesting because, I mean, I guess Megatron has taken different forms that have certainly had that been quite powerful, but not necessarily to the level of some of the other characters on this list. So,
see, I wonder, like, yes, I posted this particular Beast Wars image of Megatron. However, he really could be playing at any of the levels. Like, he could technically be the Dragon Megatron in Beast Wars, yeah, even, and be more able to go toe-to-toe with some of these mutants. However, I still feel that Cell... See, Megatron is more so the brain. It almost in the same instance of how Apocalypse would be, because he's almost robotic-like in a sense. But you've also got Cell, who's nearly indestructible. Almost like Apocalypse indestructible. And he's also got all the Z-Fighters' powers.
Yeah, and one thing too is just the speed advantage is clear. You know, it's like the ability that Dragon Ball Z characters, especially Cell, like their speed level is, you know, ungodly. Or so I don't think that's even something Megatron in any form could probably really compete against.
No, and I mean, I know his dragon form's a little bit faster than this particular one. However, I do think this particular one might be a little bit faster, just in the sense he doesn't have wings. He's got jets. So he could possibly outmaneuver as well and kind of play to that. Which I think both of them would fare well against Apocalypse. It's Dark Phoenix that's kind of the wild card of does she feel like fighting them? Does she not feel like fighting them?
Yeah. I mean, Phoenix, like, because ultimately Phoenix is designed to be a source of good. It doesn't always kind of go out that way, because it is this, like, it's almost like this power of a god and of a child in certain instances, and can drive people crazy. We've certainly seen that, but there have been cases where, you know, the Phoenix was, you know, defeated or partially by the Phoenix, and the other part with you know, Jean Grey, there's been different varying levels of, like, the Phoenix Force that she's had, you know, and she has been killed on multiple occasions. That's kind of her thing, though she has been back for quite a while, though she's coming back soon, because that's how they roll. So I think that's something that, like, you could see Megatron trying to play against. Like, she's a very curious type of character. Like, she, like, kind of likes to learn new things, or can be manipulated.
Yeah.
And if anyone could do that in this list, it probably would be Megatron. Possibly Apocalypse, but Apocalypse is more so just brawn compared to, like, you know, thinking things through to that level.
Yeah, and even to some extent, Cell is kind of a brain as well, because he outmaneuvered all of the Dragon Ball Z fighters right down to the bitter end. Even in the instance of at his last remaining Cell still surviving, Goku destroying him and King Kai's planet and Cell, and still managed to get his way back. So yeah, I mean those two, I mean, all of them have died at one point. So
yeah, that's true. I feel that's a kind of a good theme with villains, is that they do tend to die and come back. A good question would be, like, which one of these has died the most or have had the most forms? And I don't know. That might be, I'm guessing Megatron, maybe Phoenix. I mean, this specific Dark Phoenix has really been one person, but,
well, you know, Megatron, he changed four times in Beast Wars alone. And then Beast Machines, although he had godlike powers, he died, like, or he changed bodies like eight times in Beast Machines, but that was more so loss of essence in a solid body at one point. But Yeah, he changed bodies 4 times during the duration of Beast Wars, and Cell changed bodies 3 times, like changed forms. So, you could almost, I mean, both of those were more so evolutions. They didn't really die per se.
Yeah,
and where the other
Apocalypse
two have.
Has been straight up killed on a few occasions, and with time travel becomes tricky, and Phoenix as well. She's been, well, the Force itself, that's not necessarily, because that's the thing, it's like it is a Force that embodies a person, so it's not necessarily that the Force is being killed. So that's, but if you do kill the host, then you have the possibility of kind of, you know, defeating it overall. So
yeah,
I guess Megatron's kind of like the Madonna of villains, because he just keeps reinventing himself.
Yeah, and I can kind of see Megatron to some extent weakening the Phoenix Force within Jean enough to kill her, or having Cell absorb enough of the Phoenix Force, because that's one of his key powers, is absorption of abilities and powers and whatnot to make himself stronger. So I could see him doing that enough to weaken the host to have Megatron take her out. And then it would just be a simple game of outmaneuvering Apocalypse until they could destroy his armor.
Yeah. The other piece is, like, Apocalypse does have, like, the physical manipulation, so he can make himself, like, gigantic and huge. So I know Megatron himself is a rather large person in beginning with, but I think, like, if you just look at all the interchangeables, all the different, like, skills from fighting ability to intelligence to just ability to adapt, I do think, like, Cell might have one of the biggest edges. I don't think there's a doubt that Phoenix is probably the most powerful, but there are certainly flaws there that can be manipulated.
Yeah, and I can't argue with any of that either. Like, Phoenix is definitely probably the strongest one out of this entire group, because you're dealing with a force of energy and power versus a physical manifestation of it. So, but yeah, I mean, I think Cell and Phoenix are definitely the main wild cards in this, but it's going to be an interesting vote. Let's just put it that way. I know some people are going to be like hardcore. This might come down to either a battle of popularity or looking at the actual abilities and the deaths and the near-death experiences and survival of various things. So it's going to definitely be interesting.
I have hope it won't be a popularity con. I mean, the fact that the Joker didn't go,
I was extremely happy on that.
Has me thinking that might be a sign for things to come. We'll see. So if you were to pick some out, I know you love Megatron, but if just simply based upon who do you think should win, not who do you think who you want to win.
Well, I mean, obviously I want Megatron to win, but like, I don't know, it's kind of a toss-up still between Phoenix and Cell, but I almost want to give Cell more of the benefit of the doubt, not because he's paired with Megatron, but because he's such a devious SOB from Dragon Ball Z that he took down literally an entire group of Z fighters on his own and just didn't really even break a sweat, like, absorbed them, he stole their powers, and it took a really pissed off Gohan to take him out, and even then it was kind of debatable.
Yeah, I mean, I think with the Phoenix, unlike full power, like, Phoenix has the ability to basically, like, destroy planets on a whim. Like, if gone to, like, extreme power lengths, not the thing with the Phoenix is that the power just fluctuate. So my thought is to go with Dark Phoenix, even though, like, there may be some. I mean, Cell is a tough one to combat, like you mentioned, because fighting skills wise, you know, Jean Grey is not necessarily prone to, like, martial arts by any means, but there's just, I think, a power level that I think even Cell may not be able to maintain, but I don't know, I'd be really curious to see what people actually vote.
Yeah, and the other thing is Cell could possibly wear them down with creating Cell Juniors. Do you remember how he could...
Yeah, I forgot all about that, to be honest.
I forgot about it until I was looking at his face, and I was like, I remember he used to do that. They were really annoying in the video game.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, too, if, like, using the ability to use the other androids, or, you know, yeah. I mean, because you think about the power of Goku and, like, what he's able to do, like, he basically is a god. And the fact that, like, Cell took one toe-to-toe with him.
And Goku still lost.
Yeah. So.
And in Dragon Ball Z, usually you can tell someone's power by whether they can destroy a planet or not.
I mean, so, I know. Then, like, Frieza, I remember, like, he destroyed, like, he could destroy things just by, like, kind of pointing at them, like a mountain or something like that, and he destroyed it. And then Cell's, like, how much more powerful than him? So that makes me think that, like, he might have capabilities that perhaps weren't even demonstrated. Just,
well, and he could self-destruct too and still survive.
Yeah, maybe that'll be it. Actually, Joker will come in and, like, set off some sort of crazy, like, atomic bomb and end up walking away the victor.
That would be funny. A crazy upset that just out of left field, and then the Joker just comes in laughing as there's bodies on the ground all around him. But yeah, what do you guys think? Just leave the comments in the episode post and like it or hate it, vote on the episode, and yeah, let us know why you think one would win over the other, one team or individual. So
yeah, definitely. And if you're voting, comment, because if, like, there's only one person that you're voting for now, right? So, I mean, just put back a quick, like, this is who I voted for and why, just because it'd be interesting to see people's mindset. And, you know, like, people who voted for Ink, like, why did you do that? I think you might be able to even sway some people on your side if you come up with a good argument. So,
yeah, definitely. And we will be having some interesting teasing of matchups coming up soon for the top 100. But I think we'll have more of that information on next week's GCR and Wars. So,
yeah, should be fun.
Yep. So until next time, I've been Steve Megatron Phillips, joined by
Movie Revolt Dan.
So unleash the geek in you.
Ha, 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 ha.